This is Community Matters, a weekly public affairs program to inform and entertain you with some of the great people, organizations, and events in and around Omaha. Now, here's the host of the program from News Radio 1110 KFAB. It's Scott Voorhees.
And thank you so much for being with us this week on Community Matters. We have an esteemed member of the community with us this week. We welcome onto the program, Marjorie Moss is here from Share Omaha, and we have Share in all caps here. It makes me think that maybe we have an acronym of some sort. We have a hashtag war we have going on here. This is the kind of hashtag war I can get behind, though, the hashtag Share It Forward Challenge. So let's, before we talk about what's going on with the hashtag,
absolutely,
let's talk about Share Omaha. It's all caps because you're yelling it at people.
We want them to share.
Yes.
Yes, as adamantly as possible.
All right, so no acronym here.
No acronym, mm-hmm. But we actually are the sister city of another Share site called Share Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We're powered by the same software called Share Good. And so the way that we make it represented is that we always capitalize Share, and then the city or the software is lowercase.
Got it. So Omaha is the second market for the Share idea here.
It is, but it's the first one to launch with the full functionality.
Right.
So Share Charlotte was developing the software. So they've kind of had iterations of it roll out as the software got better and better. Well, we're the first scalable city. So for Omaha can be super proud that all eyes for the Share community are all in Omaha, seeing if this is going to work here.
Well, obviously it worked in Charlotte. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it here. So
it's a calculated bet.
Let's talk
yes.
about what we're doing.
Yes.
What is this whole program?
So Share Good is a software program that allows people to find nonprofits they care about related to cause, and then figure out how they want to support that nonprofit, either through service, donations, or shopping for them. Mm-hmm. So it really is a tool that nonprofits can wield in almost any way they want to engage with the donor at almost any point of intersection. So when I say wish list, it could be anything from goods from Walgreens to iPads from Best Buy. It could be a donation for a certain campaign that the nonprofit's trying to promote for their programs. Or it could be signing up for skills-based volunteering or group volunteering for your business. So there's really so many opportunities for a nonprofit to be able to find new supporters and people that care about their causes through a very simple search engine.
Yeah, and this is all local, right? Certainly there are some national organizations that have local roots here.
Yes.
But it's not that I want my money to stay here in the Omaha metro area.
Absolutely.
So I go to the website and I end up giving to something in Charlotte or someplace, you know, elsewhere in the country that
yes.
has nothing to do here locally. This is all Omaha based.
Yes, all the Share sites are aimed to be hyper local. Mm-hmm. So though there may be some national nonprofits like College Possible or maybe the American Red Cross, things of that nature, it's all their local chapters. And then also all those niche nonprofits that are serving very unique missions that are serving immediate local needs. Mm-hmm. So when I think about that, I think about Share Affair, which is a local nonprofit that helps bring people with seeing disorders to appointments and to jobs.
Oh, okay.
And so it's an outgrowth of something that maybe Outlook Nebraska is utilizing another mm-hmm. local nonprofit.
Sure.
So there's partnerships that we're seeing on the site already inherent to the way the nonprofit sector works. But I really love that not only is the site for niche and large nonprofits alike, the search is unbiased. And I'll unpack a little bit for you what that means. So every day, if you were to run a search, say, on animals, the nonprofits that are serving animals would come up in a randomized fashion, re-randomized every day. So the Humane Society or Hearts Paws, they would come up right next to each other, and you'd have the opportunity to survey how they position themselves and find out which one best relates to the way you think about a nonprofit.
I like that, because if you were to do a Google search, you know, I want to give to an animal organization here in Omaha. You type in, you know, Animal Charity Omaha. You're automatically not going to be able to find those small nonprofits because
right.
they haven't been optimized. They haven't paid Google for the opportunity to come up number 1, 2, and 3 in the search engine.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's a nice way of doing it. And even the large and the small ones, I'm sure they're all on board with the way that this is going. So how do you, as we're talking here with Marjorie Moss from Share Omaha, How do you reach out to all these nonprofits and say, we want to have you part of this search engine, this website? I'm sure no one says, no, we're okay. We're flush with cash. You know, I've done this radio show long enough to know that's not the case.
That is not the case. Nonprofits are looking for new people to engage with their missions every day, every single nonprofit. We have not heard, and this is absolutely true, not one nonprofit has said we're not doing it. They may have had questions regarding the partnerships that we have or our rationale or what a conduit between nonprofits and funders looks like. Mm-hmm. But other than that, nobody has said no. All the nonprofits are saying, this is something that I can use strategically for my own, in my own way, 365 a year.
Yeah, and there are a number of different categories. You know, I was looking at this here before our conversation today, Marjorie, and there are methods of giving money to organizations doing things I'd never even conceived of. I mean, there are a ton of nonprofits mm-hmm. doing great things here in the Omaha metro area. It can be overwhelming when you go onto the website and start looking at things. Probably, though, people are coming to you with an idea in mind.
Typically, yes. Sometimes the idea is broad. So we have 7 major categories, mm-hmm. ranging from kids and families to adults, animals, environment, military. So those larger kind of slices of the pie are more general, and there's more organizations organized in those 7 categories. Then it goes to what it impacts. There's more categories there. And then let's say you have a specific illness or a specific cause or a specific problem in the community. Those are all sorted A to Z in causes and actually searchable by keyword. Mm-hmm. So those nonprofits that are really dialed into that very specific issue, if you come to the site saying, I really care about multiple sclerosis, or I really care about diversity and access for college students. Oh my gosh, you can find all of those issues right there in the causes section, or just type it in, and anybody who has checked that as something that applies to them, those organizations are going to come up.
And the website, by the way, is shareomaha.org. That's shareomaha.org, S-H-A-R-E. We love the singer Cher, but this is not about her, whether she's coming to Omaha or not. This is, you know, as in to share something.
She is one of my favorites.
You got to say this, guys. I love Cher myself.
We have play on words all the time related to Cher.
Yeah.
I mean, it's launch week, so I'm always like, can I turn back time? You know, I mean, get some more time. Anyway, right, sorry, yeah. bad joke.
Just like Jesse James. Believe in life after love.
Gypsies.
That's right.
Trans and peace.
ShareOmaha.org. We're talking here with Marjorie Moss, and this is something where we're giving always our dollars, or what about volunteer, you know, time?
Well, it's, like I said, it's a multifaceted tool a nonprofit can wield in any way.
Okay.
And so there's an opportunity to donate. We see there's kind of 4 pillars to engagement. There's cash donations, obviously. They're all through a PayPal interface with a very low transactional fee that you can tip the amount back to PayPal, so the organization gets the full boat.
Okay,
that's donations. Then there's volunteerism. And volunteerism can mean anything from general volunteers, people who help out at a Habitat for Humanity of Omaha site, or it can be something where you have legal expertise and you want to give that to a nonprofit. Or you have a group or a family that wants to get together and do something together. And then we have shopping wish list items. We call it the Give Shop. Mm-hmm. And that, like I said, is anything from items that you would find at a drugstore to things that could be more administrative in general, in nature. And it's kind of wedding registry fashion, like mm-hmm. 1 out of 10 fulfilled, 2 out of 10 fulfilled, and you'll see like when it's been completely fulfilled for the nonprofit. And I would go on there and check out how the nonprofits say what they need. This is the newest piece of functionality to Omaha. We haven't seen anything like this in the market before. There's Amazon wish lists, things of that nature, but this gives the opportunity for the nonprofit to say why they need that item. If you don't mind, I'll give you an example that
Please.
We saw from Charlotte. So there's a Women's Center for Advancement type organization, and they were asking for 25 USB drives. And at first glance, you kind of look through it, you're like, so I automatically think, oh, it's for their office staff. They must need those to do mm-hmm. their work. And no, you read the why statement, the little call out, and it says women need their resumes and their crucial papers on zip drives in order to take them away from their bad situations to apply for their next job when they're leaving and figuring out their new lives. Mm-hmm. I read that and I'm like, I'll buy all the USB drives, all 25. Like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read that and I'm like, that it's not just what you automatically think the nonprofit's using it for. So have fun. Yeah. It's the best shopping spree we have. Mm-hmm. And then there's also an events calendar. So if you want to interact with people in real life, we say anything that's friendraising or fundraising. So it could be anywhere from a health fair, or it could be anywhere from the cocktail party or the gala that the nonprofit has. So we like the variety in that. And we're actually collaborating with the Spirit of Omaha Metro Magazine publication and their calendar to make sure that we're trying to match up and make sure we're not missing any dates.
Mm-hmm. This is a really great idea, and I don't understand why it's taken now till 2019 to be able to institute what basically is, you know, every year here in Omaha we get the 24 hours of giving,
mm-hmm.
and where you've got one website and all these different nonprofits vying for your dollars, and it's a day out of the year.
It's a celebration for sure,
yeah,
but yes.
People want to give at different times throughout the year. And this is a website, shareomaha.org, that makes it very easy for them to learn about some of these nonprofits. Now, when you click on here, you learn more about every organization, and I'm sure that there's some level of vetting. So someone just can't say, yeah, we're raising money for Randy. I'm Randy, you know.
Right.
I want to buy a new truck.
It's not a GoFundMe.
Right.
You'll see some similarities in the way the functionality works, of course, as far as being able to share an action that you gave on behalf of an organization, similar how you would for Randy mm-hmm. and his illness sure. or his truck.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that, yes, I get that comment. How come it's taken us so long to get this figured out?
Right.
And it's because nonprofits are... The cobbler's children have no shoes. I mean, it's right. really hard to figure out a tool that's going to help nonprofits that are so focused on mission. So we're a standalone 501c3 ourselves, Share Omaha is, because our full focus is making sure that this conduit works for nonprofits. So, and there is some amount of vetting. You're exactly right. So we run nonprofits through the Publication 78 for the IRS to make sure that they're able to accept charitable donations. We pay attention to if their website's been updated recently or not, if they actually have a service area that's part of the metro area. So we have kind of a checklist of things they have to make sure that they are agreeing to and that the terms and conditions are met, things of that nature. But there's no membership fee to the nonprofit. There's no downside to them. If they can figure out a way that they have certain volunteers that are going to be able to be sourced through this platform, or they have a campaign, they're able to figure out which way it's going to work best for their potential donors. And I love that. I love that we are purely a conduit between people that want to support the giving public and nonprofits who are meeting the missions they care about.
Now, as we spend just a few more minutes here with Marjorie Moss from Share Omaha, online at shareomaha.org. By the way, I haven't given you a title yet in this conversation. President, Director, Executive Director, Czar.
Executive Director.
Okay, that sounds good. You mentioned a few minutes ago the launch, which
yes.
we're just a few days into this website and everything here. It just started this past Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Big day.
Runs here for the next several weeks. Tell me about the launch of this and that hashtag share it forward on social media.
Well, on Thursday, we actually partnered with Spirit of Omaha with their what they call the big event.
Mm-hmm.
Our media launch was right prior to that magical time. We launch what we call the Share It Forward Challenge. Like you just said, hashtag Share It Forward. Always have to have a hashtag.
Right.
So it can be aggregated on Facebook and Instagram and all of those wonderful things.
Yep.
But what it is that we say anybody's an influencer. Anybody has their sphere of influence. And we're asking people to take one action on Share Omaha. One action. ShareOmaha.org. So whether that be I'm Marjorie Moss, and I made a donation to College Possible Omaha, and I'm challenging my three of my friends, and I name mm-hmm. Sally, Jim, and Joe, and I say, I'm challenging you three to share it forward also,
mm-hmm.
and pick the nonprofit you care about most and sing their praises. And so I would say why I picked College Possible Omaha, and I would choose three friends and have them kind of in that pay it forward fashion.
Dump any ice on our heads or put a blindfold on or any other dumb things that we have to do on social media.
The one thing that I would say is that once you do go volunteer for that organization or you place the wish list item order, take a picture of it. Have the nonprofit take a picture of your order being received. I mean, seeing it come to fruition is what I think will make it exciting. So the volunteerism part of the challenge is what really makes me excited, because that's people connecting in real life, forming real relationships. And that's what we're hoping for with the Share It Forward Challenge. And we're advertising for it through about March 10th, but it may take on a life of its own. We're really excited about it. I think we're already getting some traction. We have what we call our first 50 influencers, and we're excited to see where their ripple effect ends. So
this is really fun. ShareOmaha.org, and all the nonprofits in town just have to be so excited that there is something like this, as well as those who always think, you know, I want to do something. It's overwhelming to try and find out, and I don't know how to do all the research on these. It's all here as a one-stop shop for giving and volunteering and donation of items. This is a great idea. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thanks, Charlotte. Yeah. Thank you for doing the hard work for us.
Right. And now Omaha is really the first to launch this from its infancy. Now it has legs, and it's really going. At ShareOmaha.org, Marjorie Moss, Executive Director. Come back here after March 10th. Let me know how this initial rollout went. And I'm sure there'll be some fine-tuning along the way, and we'll kind of talk about phase two here in a couple months, okay?
Well, what will be your Share It Forward Challenge, Scott?
That's on the website. I've been thinking about that, too. Let me go check out the website.
And, I'm not letting you off the hook with that one.
No, and you can look my social media for the hashtags.
I will.
We'll get
I will.
In this.
Don't
I'm
you
not
worry.
Even a Kardashian. I'm looking forward to being an influencer.
Don't you worry. All right, see you soon.
Yep, ShareOmaha.org. That's Marjorie Moss from Share Omaha here on Community Matters.
This has been Community Matters, a weekly public affairs special on Cat 103. Omaha's greatest hits, 99.9 KGOR, News Radio 1110 KFAB, Country's greatest hits, 93.3 The Wolf, and 96.1 KISS FM. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day.